Well, now that President Trump is returning to the White House to serve as president, and that Republicans are set to control the U.S. Senate beginning in January, one of the Midwest's top ag leaders says their ag policies will greatly benefit Michigan's farmers and rural Americans.
I think Trump is a world-class negotiator, and I'm confident that he'll support the U.S. agriculture economy.
And that's Kip Thom, former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations Agencies for Food and Agriculture under President Trump. He's also a farmer based out of northern Indiana. Ambassador Thom says that Trump will look at taking President Biden's current ag policies in a completely different direction.
We talked about trade. We went from nearly a $37 billion surplus in the early days of Trump to now we're projecting a $42 billion deficit in our food and ag trade. We know that farmers' incomes are off nearly 40% from 2022 to 2024. We know that regulations have grown by almost $1.67 trillion, and that's highly inflationary because when those regulations come into place or new taxes, that all gets handed back to the consumers or those of us in a space where we take the prices that we're given for our products. So I think those are three key areas that's got to get under control, and I think Trump's going to focus on those.
And even though many farmers and ag professionals are concerned about the impact of tariffs and ag trade with Trump back in office, Thom says that Trump will not push for trade deals unless they benefit America's farmers.
I know that he understands the ag economy. He understands 75% of the people that he would impact if he puts strict tariffs on are going to be impacted negatively. So he understands rural America. Now, as we look at those tariffs, let's understand something. Let's take the example of China. We're importing nearly $500 billion worth of goods and products from China. They're only buying $350 billion from us. What's fair about that? So I believe we really need to work hard to make sure that we have more of a balanced trade with countries like China. If they want to keep up their $500 billion in sales to us, well, they need to be buying more ag commodities.
Thom adds that Trump would not have been reelected if it wasn't for the support he received from rural Americans.
Nearly 75% of rural America, farmers and ranchers, those involved in food systems, those living in our rural communities, supported Donald J. Trump as the president of the United States. He knows that. We continue to remind him of that. And I feel strongly that President Trump wants to see and support a strong ag economy in rural America.
Ambassador Thom and I also discussed the Farm Bill and preserving tax cuts that are set to expire next year. And that's all part of our full conversation, which you can hear at MichiganAgToday.com.